This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
A quick question for my Democrat friends. I know we have a few people out there hate listening. I'm just wondering, as I watched this whole thing unfold last night in New York City, if you're a Democrat, if you're a Biden supporter, a Trump hater, who would you rather be associated with? The people in the building, in Radio City Music Hall, who paid $10, $20, $50, $500,000 to just sit there and stare at Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Stephen Colbert, to listen to their terrible jokes? Or would you rather be associated with the rabble, the riffraff outside the event? They're all Democrats, you know, they're all Biden supporters who are just the worst scum of the earth. If you missed it, as expected, the pro-Hamas crowd showed up last night to protest Biden's big fundraiser, which is the biggest fundraiser in American political history, $26 million in one night. There are actual people, American citizens, taxpayers, who paid $500,000 to attend this event and then take a picture with Biden, Obama, and Clinton. They were harassed as they left the event by their fellow Democrats, the scum that's out there supporting the terrorists who are at war with Israel. I every time I see one of these protests, I just wanna sit them down one at a time, not as a group, not as a gang, and say, what do you want here? You want Hamas to survive? Oh, you don't want any more children to die? Well, blame, that's all the fault of Hamas. They're supporting the group of people who killed babies on October 7th, who raped corpses, who shot children in the face. And since that day, they've been using their own children as human shields. Every single child, every kid who's died on either side of this war is the fault of Hamas. These people flat out support Hamas. Some of them were dressing like Hamas. Some have the headband of Hamas in New York City. And what they do, obviously, is kick and scream and chant and spew anti-Semitism and harass people who look Jewish. Oh, this guy looks Jewish. Some guy, some random guy, just one guy, we got it here on the screen, was trying to make his way down the street. He said he was going to visit his dying mother. And these maggots just surround him and start roughing him up, just pushing him around because he's Jewish. What does that have to do with a war 6,000 miles away? Can someone explain that to me? I really need to understand the mindset of these awful people. What does a Jewish guy in New York or anywhere, in Boston, in Oklahoma, what do they have to do with a war in the Middle East? Do you think this guy has some role? Do you think he's influencing policy? I understand you're upset at Joe Biden, who has sold out Israel under pressure from you, but he hasn't condemned Israel. He hasn't stopped arms shipments. He hasn't wholeheartedly supported Hamas. He will. Give him a couple months. He will. But what are just American Jews who are just trying to live their lives? What do they have to do? Why do you want to hurt them? Help me with this. I need to understand. I have every one of these people should be charged with a crime, pushing this guy, assaulting him, blocking traffic, assaulting police officers. Yes, they did that too. On the same day, they were waking New York City police officer, Jonathan Diller, and we'll get to that. That same day, they were screaming at cops, pushing them, yelling at them. They like to single out the black cops and call them traitors to the cause for some reason. These are the worst people in the world, these pro-Hamas scum, and they're everywhere. It's become trendy. Well, colleges, every campus has these people everywhere harassing their fellow students if they happen to be Jewish. It's just so insane. Look at that. Harassing this poor black cop just trying to do his job. These people, they're all Democrats. They're disillusioned with their guy, Joe Biden. But they'll come around. They're certainly not going to support Trump or Robert Kennedy. Maybe they won't vote. You know, maybe they'll just sit it out, because this is the latest cause celeb for these scumbags. They've moved on. You know, it was Black Lives Matter for a while. They're done with that. Then it was climate change. You know, then it was laying down in traffic because they want us to spend trillions of dollars to change the weather. And now it's, let's support terrorists who kill children. That's what they're doing right here and right now. They don't care about kids. They care about kids. They'd be protesting Hamas. They'd be denouncing Hamas. But they don't do that. They denounce Israel because of the Jews. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Protest. I have a sentence, a price these people should pay. I want every one of them to go to the Auschwitz Memorial Museum. It is in Boston right now. It's traveling around the country. It's stationed in Washington. I want them to take a walk through. Just spend an hour there. Read about Kristallnacht. Read about what they did in Germany in the 1930s. And tell me that you want to see that all over again. Yeah, let's just target the Jews. Let's just not support their businesses. Let's kick them out of school. Trump's the threat. Trump's the threat. He's the dictator. These people are vile. And if you support them, you are vile. I'm gonna go with the people inside the building. They're pretty detestable too. Someone paying tens of thousands of dollars to see Joe Biden and Bill Clinton. Didn't we just spend, you know, a month talking about Trump, the rapist? These people denouncing Trump because of the lies E. Jean Carroll told? Well, I got news for you. Bill Clinton's a serial sexual predator, a sexual monster who has not just harassed one or two women, dozens of women. And you're honoring him? You're paying money to take a picture with him? Oh, God. This day in New York, and I know a number of people have said this, this feels like a turning point. Maybe I'm just optimistic. This feels like a seminal moment in the 2024 campaign. Now, I understand Democrats, Biden has raised a lot of money, and he'll continue to raise a lot of money, and money is important. Don't get me wrong. It's really important. Hopefully, Trump gets his, you know, $4 billion payday from Truth Social and pumps it into his campaign because he's going to need it. Biden has the elites, rich people. He has Wall Street, Hollywood. These people support him, and they're ponying up because they hate Trump. They're going to pay an attempt to carry this corpse over the finish line in November. But last night was just bizarre. They paid somewhere between $225 and $500,000 to get inside Radio City Music Hall for a couple hours to see these sleazeballs and watch Lizzo dance. Lizzo, by the way, has been accused of sexually harassing her dancers or band members. Credibly accused of sexual harassment. They want to see her and Bill Clinton. And you know who else was there? Hunter Biden. You imagine paying money to party with Hunter Biden? Actually, that doesn't seem nearly as bad as hanging with Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or Stephen Colbert.
Could be fun, actually.
But we haven't seen a lot of this. Obviously, they trying to keep this under wraps as best they could. But it was the clips we've seen from people from the campaign, by the way. They released some clips and from people who snuck their phones in. It is the cringiest event I've ever seen. Colbert, who is just so loathsome. This is a alleged comedian, a talk show host, sitting down helping Democrats raise $26 million. Maybe I don't understand the job, but I wouldn't think Johnny Carson or David Letterman would do this. This doesn't seem like something you should be doing if you're an alleged talk show host slash comedian. But he hasn't said anything funny in years, so I guess this is his role now. He's part of the Biden campaign. But, you know, let's take a quick look at how things went. What you missed if you didn't pony up $10,000 to get in Radio City Music Hall last night.
Donald Trump, as far as we can tell, has just been trying to win a third championship at his own golf course. My question to you, sir, can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy? At long last, sir, have you no chip shot?
Well, look, I'd be happy to play. I told him this before when he came into the Oval, when he was being, before he got sworn in. I said, I'll give you three strokes if you carry your own bag.
Oh, God. Have you no chip shot? That's from a comedian with a staff of 75 people writing jokes for him. Have you no chip shot? Biden says he'll give him three strokes if he carries his own bag. This is the new strategy, by the way. The Biden campaign literally put out a tweet. Now, I understand Joe Biden has nothing to do with this. He couldn't do it. You know, he's incapable. But his staff put out a tweet accusing Trump of hiding in the basement and not campaigning because he's old and incapable. They actually said that. And they put this out. This is the most tone-deaf thing I think I've ever seen from a presidential campaign. They put this tweet out yesterday. We'll get to what else was happening yesterday in New York. But put that up on the screen. They want you to think that Joe Biden is, you know, virile and active and traveling the world. He tweets, I'll tell you this, there's a difference between the two candidates in this election. And they say he visited 8 swing states. And they show him shuffling around. Of course, he doesn't do press conferences, interviews, rallies. He just shuffles around and you know, some diner somewhere. And they show Trump playing golf. So they want you to believe, they seriously want you to believe that Biden is active and virile and out there on the stump while Trump's just messing around playing golf. This tweet came out at, let's see, noontime yesterday, noontime. That would be 2 hours before the wake of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was murdered on Monday in Queens. He was murdered by a career criminal with 9 felony convictions, 21 criminal convictions for asking Guy Rivera, the scumbag, to step out of his car. We showed you the video yesterday. We've talked about it yesterday. But it's just the most infuriating story. This guy should have been in prison. He should have never been on the street. His partner, this scumbag, Lindy Jones, had dozens of criminal convictions, including attempted murder. Both of them were on the street, armed and ready to kill a cop. They killed this guy, this terrific father, husband, cop, for nothing. Shot him dead in the street. And his wake was yesterday. Trump showed up. He flew in from Florida to attend the wake at the invitation of the family. He went in there, shook hands with everybody, met the widow, Stephanie, saw the baby, 1-year-old Ryan, came out, made a few comments in the rain. It was a nice gesture. This is what you do if you're a leader. Joe Biden was in New York. He landed, noon with Obama. Flew up, limousines, Secret Service. You know what would have been really easy? To swing by the wake. Just stop by the wake. No one's going to protest. None of your supporters, your pro-Hamas supporters, they wouldn't have showed up. It'd have been fine. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You wouldn't have had to wait in line. It would have been easy. But as I say all the time, Biden is really bad at the job. Every part of the job. He's a terrible, terrible president and a terrible human being. He doesn't care. Jonathan Diller means nothing to him. We haven't even seen a statement from him. His press secretary, KJP, she made a statement initially, didn't even say his name. Is that hard to do? Everything she says is written in the binder. She can't read the name Jonathan Diller, Stephanie Diller. She can't say their names. They don't care. It doesn't matter to him. It means nothing to him. There are a lot of things to hate about Joe Biden. I'll tell you what the worst is. He is a soulless, callous, cold-hearted man. He doesn't care about things like this. They mean nothing to him. We know he uses personal tragedies in his own life for political gain. That's what he does. We see it over and over again with Bo Biden. Surprised he didn't say Bo Biden died in, a shooting in New York, just like Officer Diller. If he talks about this, he will make it about himself. It's what he does. He'll make it about himself. But it's easier just to skip it. He taped a podcast with Jason Bateman instead of attending the wake. That's what kind of person occupies the White House. Think of all, this is the easiest part of the job. I say it all the time. It's not fun, but consoling grieving parents, consoling angel moms, gold star fathers, attending a wake, attending a funeral. Think of all the times Joe Biden has showed just what kind of callous human being he is. He went to the, after he got 13 brave soldiers and Marines killed in Afghanistan, for PR purposes, he went to the dignified transfer and looked at his watch over and over again, kept looking at his watch. He was offered a chance to meet with the families over and over again. He passed. He went to Maui for about 10 minutes after the fires. He fell asleep. He fell asleep while paying respects to the victims of Maui. He apologized to the murderer of Lake and Riley, for calling him illegal. He was illegal. He said Lincoln Riley, couldn't even get her name right, was forced to say it by Marjorie Taylor Greene and said Lincoln, not Lakin, Lincoln. And then the next day, sat down with Jonathan Capehart and said, yeah, I shouldn't have called him illegal. That was wrong. People like Lincoln, Lake and Riley and Jonathan Diller, they mean nothing. The people he got, the young people he got killed in Afghanistan, they mean nothing to him. Nothing. It's just so soulless. He's a soulless man. And he showed it was never on display more vividly than yesterday. Two candidates in hell. Four presidents in New York City yesterday. Four. Only one spent a few minutes with the grieving family. Only one. Obama, Clinton, they could have gone. They had no interest. They're busy. Stephen Colbert was waiting. Jason Bateman was waiting. Hunter Biden, he was waiting. They had to go hang and party with Hunter. Couldn't go to the wake. It's infuriating. This is the kind of ghoul who's in the White House and wants, forget the fact that he's got dementia and he's feeble and he's frail and he's corrupt. He just has no soul. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. It's what he does. But how hard would it be to say, hey, let's take a swing through Far Rockaway. Let's go out of our way. you know, 15 minutes, stop in. Every single Democrat would say, see, he cares. He's got compassion. He's got empathy. This is a man without a shred of empathy, compassion in his heart. None. It's just infuriating. We'll get to it. We'll get to much more on this. What a day in New York. What a good day for Team Trump. I don't care how much money Biden raised. We got to look into his soul yesterday, and it is dark, man. It is dark. And there was some other bad news for Joe Biden. We have a poll. It's just incredible about what people think of the last 3 years and 2 months. SPF was sentenced. And Ironhead's not happy. Doesn't think it was long enough. Right. I was pleasantly surprised. We will tell you how long SPF has to spend in prison. And I don't think he's going to handle it well. And perhaps the most hypocritical, to be nice, reaction came from Liz Warren. Liz Warren it was tweeting about SPF. You're not going to believe what she had to say. And if you were wondering, as you see violence explode around the country, in the cities, in New York, Chicago, if you wonder like I do, where's the FBI? Where's the federal government in this crime wave? What are they doing? We have an answer for you. They're in Stillwater, Oklahoma, harassing some woman. We'll tell you what crime she committed, why she got the attention of the FBI. It's unbelievable. We'll get to that and much more. But first.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Excuse me.
We all know the stock market has seen unprecedented fluctuation over the past 3 years, and I'm just going to guess that's going to continue for at least another year. Well, silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to preserve wealth and hedge against economic instability. The silver to gold ratio is at record levels. Gold is currently at an all-time high, whereas silver is below 50% of its all-time high. A ratio like this is unheard of and provides a great time to add silver to your collection. Well, CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in numismatics. Explore CSN Mint's extensive catalog of bullion bars, coins, and numismatic collectibles. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a passionate collector, you'll find a diverse range of products to suit your needs and preferences. Rest assured that every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your collection with confidence. If you're going to collect something, it might as well be money. So go to csnmint.com/Jerry and use promo code Jerry at checkout to get a free silver American Eagle over a $30 value with your purchase of $75 or more. You know, we mentioned polls, Biden, Trump polls, and RFK, who's making real inroads. RFK, if he stays in the race, right now, RFK is close to qualifying for the debate. I say debate singular, because if we're lucky, a Biden will agree to one debate. They'll pump him full of Adderall and hope he survives. Maybe they'll rig it like they usually do with some Biden supporter as a moderator. But RFK in the debate with Trump and Biden will be wild. But he's a problem. Again, my prediction is by Sunday morning, the New York Times will have a big piece talking to all the women in RFK's life, in his past, maybe talk to people who did drugs with him. They are going to, there is Operation Destroy Kennedy right now in a war room in the White House. It's coming. Get ready. But check out this poll. Tell me this isn't the most revealing poll, and if you're a Biden supporter, the most disturbing poll yet about Joe Biden. They were asked, respondents were asked, what is Biden's biggest accomplishment, top accomplishment in the last 3 years and 2 months? His top accomplishment. Let's go down the list. Let's start at the bottom. Infrastructure, 6%. Student debt, 6%. That's about right. There's your Biden base, deadbeats with graduate degrees. Not being Trump, 6%. I thought that'd be higher. Economy / inflation, his top accomplishment, the terrible economy, 19%. And number one by far with 38%, nothing. Nothing. That's the answer from registered voters in a Fox News poll. His number one accomplishment is nothing. In the man has spent approximately $20 trillion. He's promised everyone everything, just thrown money at everything. And people, American registered voters, think his top accomplishment is nothing. By the way, another poll, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That's one of their lines, the Biden campaign, claiming people are better off. 52% no, 22% yes. 22, that's one in five Americans think they're better off in the last 4 years under Joe Biden. That's a problem. I didn't hear Stephen Colbert mention that, or Clinton, or Obama, or Hunter, or any of the elitist frauds at Radio City Music Hall last night. Didn't mention that one in five Americans, that's like half, Democrats comprise 30-something percent of Americans right now. That's like half the Democrats. That's it. Think they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. So you go with that, Joe. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That's unbelievable. Let's get to SBF. I think there's a big day yesterday. I was worried. I have to say, I was worried. The defense was asking for 6.5 years. Prosecution wanted 50 years, which he deserves. To review, he stole $10 billion from 1 million people. He ripped off 1 million people. He ran this scam, this crypto scam. He funneled money to Democrats, assuming that would protect him. And it did. He was able to run this scam for years because he gave money to Joe Biden. He gave money to hundreds of Democrats. He's their second biggest donor behind George Soros. He thought he had protection. It didn't quite work out that way. He got busted, sentenced yesterday to 25 years. This is from the New York Post. The 32-year-old was sentenced to more than two decades in Manhattan after he was found guilty of stealing more than $8 billion from FTX customers. Federal crimes are not eligible for parole. Bankman-Fried could shave off considerable amount of time, perhaps as much as 40 to 50% with good behavior and completing prison rehabilitation programs, said a federal prosecutor. That means the crypto king could serve as little as 12.5 years. That's assuming good behavior, but this spoiled punk has shown no inclination that he's going to behave. He had his bail revoked because he was intimidating witnesses. So I'm not assuming he's going to behave, but he'll do at least 12.5 years. And let's be honest, the defense was right. They said he's going to have a tough time in prison. He's not built for prison. Unlike Guy Rivera, this isn't a hard man who's going to survive easily in prison. He'll probably end up at a country club, but it's going to be at least 15 to 20 years. So I'm happy. I thought Democrats would save him. They did not. Let's get to the single most hypocritical reaction to this. I had to read it like three times. I had to check, make sure it was her. This is from Liz Warren. Liz Warren is a friend of Sam Bankman-Fried. Liz Warren works with Sam Bankman-Fried's father. He helped her craft legislation. He's in it up to his eyeballs in this scheme. He made millions off his son's schemes. He bought condos in the Bahamas. He and his wife are as crooked as you get. And Liz Warren is a good friend of his and works for them. Liz Warren, like all Democrats, took money from Bankman-Fried. Here it is. It's just incredible. Sam Bankman-Fried stole customer money and threw it at lawmakers to try to advance his crimes. It's time white-collar criminals are held to account. But lawmakers are still pushing his schemes. We need tough rules to crack down on crypto crime. That is beyond belief. Sam Bankman, she took money from Bankman-Fried's father in 2011. She worked with him. She met with him. She's friends with him. She knew this guy was a fraud, a schemer, a scammer. And now she's saying, we need tough legislation to crack down on him. I'll give her the credit. Man, this takes gall. This takes balls. This really does. Again, maybe if he weren't in good with the Democrats, maybe he'd have gotten 50 years, 100 years, like Bernie Madoff. Maybe he would die in prison, which is what he deserves. But the hypocrisy of my senior senator is just beyond belief. What a fraud. But doesn't matter. She's a good Democrat. She's in Massachusetts.
She's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Can you believe that's real? That's real.
I can't, actually.
Real. This is from the New York Post in Fox News in 2016. Headline, Sam Bankman-Fried's father drafted, 2022. Sam Bankman-Fried's father drafted tax legislation for Elizabeth Warren, donated thousands to Dems. His name is Bankman, drafted tax legislation for Warren in 2016 and contributed $2,500 to her campaign. His father, his co-conspirator, worked with her and gave her money, and she comes out and denounces him yesterday. Maybe it's a preemptive strike so none of her friends in the media will ask her, are you going to give the money back? Are any politicians going to give the money back?
Yeah. Are you gonna give the money back, Liz? And she's like, well, did you see my tweet?
It's not his money. That money was stolen. Mm-hmm. He gave it to Democrats all across the country. Gave it to Joe Biden. What about Kevin O'Leary, Tom Brady, Steph Curry? Are they going to give the money back? It's not his money. He stole it. How can you rationalize, justify keeping money that this guy stole from investors? They should all be asked this question. Kevin O'Leary's making the rounds. He's everywhere now doing interviews, trying to buy TikTok. Someone has to ask him. You defended Bankman-Fried even after he was exposed as a fraud, after he was arrested. You defended him. You're going to give the money back, Mr. Wonderful? You don't need it. You're a friggin' whatever you are, billionaire. Are you going to return the money which wasn't his to begin with? It's just, no one will ask. No one cares. It's incredible. This scammer, this liar, this fraud. All right. I have a couple more stories to get to this will blow your mind. I want to get to the Vanderbilt protest too. Because again, the people out there marching, kicking, screaming, assaulting people in the name of Hamas are the worst people in the world. Just the worst. Some of them go to elite schools, Harvard, Vanderbilt. Some of them are just riffraff, but they're coming together to disrupt things in this country in support of terrorists. That's what they're doing. There's no, let's not even, they support Hamas. Don't you think I'm mischaracterizing? Show me one example of one of these people denouncing Hamas. You can denounce the war, say Israel's gone too far, say they shouldn't go into Rafah, but you should also denounce the scum who killed babies, raped corpses. You can do both, but they don't. None of them. They don't say a word about Hamas. They love Hamas. We'll get to that too, the protest at Vanderbilt. And we will tell you what the FBI is doing with your tax money, how they're spending their time and energy. Are they in the cities fighting crime? Are they busting foreign terrorist rings? Are they at the border, catching these people on the terrorist watch list? No. They got more important things to do. I'll explain right after this. Is it too late for a New Year's resolution? Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter. 2024 is the year you will stop your hair from premature thinning and you'll achieve your goal quickly and for years to come. The new Provia hair thinning therapy from Chamonix is here and it works wonders for follicle health and thinning hair. The Provia secret is a powerful natural ingredient called Procapil that effectively targets the three main causes of premature hair thinning and loss. By supporting healthy scalp circulation, the delivery of nourishing nutrients, and healthy hair follicle anchoring to your scalp, Provia guarantees more hair on your head and less in the shower. Effective for men and women of any age and safe for colored, treated, and styled hair, it's that easy. And new customers save over 50% plus shipping on Provia's introductory package at proviahair.com/Callahan. Every package includes a 60-day supply of Provia serum plus Provia super concentrate for faster and more noticeable results. You get Provia's Perfect Beard Treatment or Provia Eyelash Enhancing Serum as your exclusive free gift at checkout. Don't wait. Your full, thick hair starts today. Provia works or you get 100% of your money back. Order now and save an extra 10% at proviahair.com/Callahan. That's proviahair.com/Callahan. All right, this video made the rounds last night, still making the rounds today. And there's another one of those videos, man. I watched it and I couldn't believe what I was watching. It's in Stillwater, Oklahoma. A 43-year-old woman gets a visit from at least three FBI agents. She can't believe it. She videotapes the whole thing. She was great. She didn't cooperate. She kept asking them, what the hell are you doing here? It's a 4-minute video. We're not going to play it all. But, This is the FBI in Oklahoma questioning a woman, a 43-year-old Muslim woman, by the way, who hates Biden. They're interrogating her because of her Facebook posts denouncing, attacking, insulting Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden's FBI still out there. This is the same outfit that, raided a home to get the offices of James O'Keefe to get Ashley Biden's diary, where she writes about showering with her father. The FBI raided just to take the diary back. This is the FBI that for years protected Hunter Biden. You would think that since they've been busted, they might, be a little bit more discreet in their efforts to help Joe Biden. But no, look at this, play this. They literally have their notebooks out. They get their badass sunglasses on. And they're interrogating a woman.
In front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy. I need you to identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
I'm not going to share my credentials.
They won't give her an ID.
So you said you were with the FBI? And why won't you show me your credentials? I didn't take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified ourselves. So what we'd like to do...
I didn't look at your credentials. Again, I didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk
That's so insane.
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer. Okay. Do you have identification? Do you have a card or something? Cards? No. No. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right.
You might have your attorney contact the FBI office in Oklahoma City.
What's the number? What are the names of the agents?
I'll Google it for you.
Google it.
So you're refusing to identify yourselves?
No.
Again, I did not take a look.
Okay, so the phone number for the FBI in Oklahoma City is 405-290-7770.
Okay.
If you just call me, he'll get you in contact with us.
And tell him that Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook gives you screenshots of your accounts.
Okay, so we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want?
No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything like that.
Well, you can't arrest me for freedom of speech. We live in America.
Right.
Exactly. So it's kind of weird that you want to come talk to me about me exercising my freedom of speech.
We do this every day, all day long, talk to people.
Okay.
It's just an effort to keep everybody safe, make sure that nobody has
any safe
or anything like that. And we've got no reason to believe necessarily that that's you, and that's why we just wanted to have a conversation.
So do you have a conversation with everybody on the neighborhood?
Do you have information?
I mean, all I've done is exercise my right as an American citizen on a public social media platform with my personal opinions, correct? Okay. Most of the individuals, right, in America, especially older generation, right, have Facebook. Are you questioning all the citizens in America?
We certainly would if we had any sort of concerns.
Okay, so you have concerns about my personal opinions?
Concerns about her Facebook posts. You know what she posts? Free Palestine. She also admits she posted F Joe Biden. Now, I see people post that on Twitter all the time or something like that. I've posted some critical stuff of Joe Biden too. Does this mean the FBI is monitoring anti-Biden posts on all social media platforms and paying a visit to the guilty parties? This is chilling. So these guys are disgraced to the badge, to the country. You imagine you're an FBI agent, you're proud, you whatever, you got hired, you went through college, you went through training, and somebody tells you, go to this lady's house in Stillwater, knock on her door and intimidate her. She doesn't like the president. How? I mean, what's happening behind the scenes? They did this and knowing she's videoing. No, it's on camera. And they did this. And obviously, she's not the only one. There are millions of people who post anti-Biden stuff on social media. People like her, who's a big pro-Hamas supporter, and others who just don't like Biden because of what he's done to this country. I mean, if you post about him opening the border, trying to destroy the country with 10 million illegal aliens, does that mean they're going to knock on your door? That's the FBI today. Nothing's changed.
The weird thing is they're not wearing anything identifying themselves.
Yeah, according to her, she checked, she called the number, and it's legit. That's FBI. I mean, it's not a hoax, I don't think. Maybe it's an elaborate hoax.
That's bizarre.
But as far as we know, as we sit here this morning, that's real. Can you imagine what they're going to do in the next 7 months?
No.
This is what they're doing in the lead up to the election. They're out there harassing critics of the president. This is just one lady on Facebook. I mean, she probably has, 23 friends on Facebook?
No.
They are going to go into overdrive. You think they were interfering in 2016 or 2020, they're going to pull out all the stops. This is your FBI. This is your DOJ, as corrupt as could be, fighting on behalf of Joe Biden and the Biden regime. That is frightening.
That's weird. I don't understand how can you sign up for the FBI and be like, oh, okay, what's my assignment?
We've heard from whistleblowers who've given up everything, heroes like Kyle Serafin and others who've given up everything, their career, money. I mean, and the FBI targets them, tries to ruin them if they blow the whistle. Those are bad whistleblowers, according to Democrats. They don't like they don't like FBI whistleblowers pointing out the corruption in their ranks, as long as the corrupt agents are working for Biden, working on behalf of this corrupt regime in the White House. It is scary. I mean, are we all going to expect a call, a knock at the door? I have more followers than she does. Should I expect a knock at the door saying, we just want a conversation? What a load of crap. We just want a conversation. No, you just want to scare her and everybody like her. You want to stop her from expressing her opinion about the corrupt puppet in the White House. Man, that is scary. But hey, that's who, 81 million people voted for that.
That's quite a number.
Get ready, by the way. You're going to see this over and over again. And just try to imagine what they're doing off camera, what they're doing behind the scenes to interfere in that, to rig this election, which they did in 2020 and they tried to do in 2016. All right, we got to move. Let's get to my favorite protester. Obviously, I've been over this. The pro-Hamas people are just the worst people. I'm not sure. I guess the worst ones are the people at Harvard and Stanford and Vanderbilt, these elitist, rich, privileged punks who find this to be, you know, the trendy cause. This is the latest stylish thing to do, is come out and support Hamas. They're bored with climate change. Maybe they know it's a load of crap, like we all do. And, you know, Black Lives Matter, they're busy buying mansions. They're not really a thing right now, but God knows the pro-Hamas crowd, they're riding high. They are intimidating the president. They're affecting policy. The president has turned on our ally in Israel because of these punks, because he's afraid of losing Michigan. And they're feeling it. They're saying, we're winning here. We're affecting things. Well, there was a sit-in in Vanderbilt earlier this week, a sit-in from students at Vanderbilt to pay like $80,000 a year. It's one of your real elitist schools. And they're not happy with Joe Biden. So they have a sit-in, one of the buildings on campus. And tell me this doesn't sum up these little brats better than anything. One of the girls in the sit-in needs to change her tampon. And she thinks if she gets up to change her tampon, she will get arrested. You know, if she leaves the building that they're occupying, she will get arrested. So consider this genius Vanderbilt student. She wants someone, I don't know, a police officer to show up, help her, I guess, go to the ladies' room and change her tampon and protect her from the police. So she calls 911. And I want to play this because this is the greatest, one of the best 911 operators ever.
Ever.
Listen to how this woman who answers the call handles this little punk who says, I have an emergency. My friend needs to change her tampon and she doesn't want to step out of the building we're occupying because she might get arrested. So she calls the cops. Let's watch.
Toxic shock.
Yeah, there's currently a female student who's being denied the right to change her tampon that has been in for multiple hours, which leads to an increased risk of toxic shock syndrome. So while you're saying...
I'm a female, I understand.
Right, so then you should understand...
Get her assistance.
Okay, what you are not hearing is that if she stands up to use the restroom to change her tampon, they are threatening arrest. So it is not an option for her.
Ma'am, you have an emergency.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
That is an emergency.
Do you have an emergency? Not your friend that's inside. Do you have an emergency?
That is my emergency.
I don't remember the time that I needed to have an emergency personally to call 911 for help.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't remember a time when it has to be a personal emergency for me to call 911 for help. I am requesting assistance, medical urgent assistance.
Okay, what I'm telling you. Okay, so you're telling me your friend in Kirkland needs an ambulance.
She needs...
Is that what you're telling me?
This is so nuts. Where do you begin? Just making the call is nuts, right? Making the call and the operator was great. Do you have an actual emergency? Second, she posted it. So she looks like the biggest fool in the world. She posted it. It went viral. She looks like she thought this was a W posting that. And thirdly, she called the cops. She called the cops because she was afraid the cops would arrest her friend. I don't think she thought this through. But then again, they never do. Same thing with harassing the Jewish guy in New York because he's walking down the street to visit his dying mother. We're going to harass him because of a war 6,000 miles away. But the students rushed into Kirkland Hall, an administrative building on campus. Inside the building, they remained for 21 hours protesting the administration's decision to halt a vote from the student government in favor of the boycott, the BDS movement to boycott Israel. So the school said they weren't going to boycott Israel. So they occupied the building for 21 hours. The protest ended because they didn't have, I'll read this.
They didn't have sanitary napkins.
Said the students were urinating in bottles. That's when one woman called 911. The protest was derailed when the students realized they couldn't leave the hall to handle basic bodily functions without getting arrested. They started chanting, "Let them pee." Students outside the building chanting, "Let them pee." God, we've come a long way from Martin Luther King marching on Washington, haven't we? Here's what's going to be great. I think it's in August. The Democratic Convention's in Chicago.
Oh, let's go.
Chicago.
Awesome.
There's going to be no resolution to the war Israel is fighting to eliminate Hamas, even if Biden completely undermines them and turns and sells them out. Israel's going to keep going until they eliminate Hamas. Mm-hmm. These lunatics are going to show up by the thousands, tens of thousands. It's going to be wild. It's going to be 1968 all over again, and I'm here for it. It's just going to be glorious. Let them pee. Imagine being that girl's father.
That's what I was thinking the whole time that was playing. I was like, I understand why people leave their families after watching this.
By the way, everyone, I'm looking at pictures and video, every one of them has a mask on.
Yep.
They're holding, clenching arms, wearing the masks, and demanding the cops let them pee and change their tampons.
Well, if I was the 911 operator, I'd be like, just take it out and you won't have toxic shock.
If the operator played along and said, "We'll send the cop," what did they think was going to happen?
He was going to come with a tampon.
Was going to escort her to the bathroom and then let her go back in and break the law. These people are so stupid.
So dumb.
All right, before we wrap this up, I want to give a hats off shout out to my man, Tony Bobulinski. I love this guy. I'd vote for this guy. He's suing Jessica Tarloff from Fox News, you know, the token liberal on the five, because she said the Trump super PAC, a Trump super PAC was paying his lawyers, which is a lie. They sent a letter demanding an apology. She didn't apologize. She said, "I want to clarify," and gave some mealy mouth statement. So he's suing. So Trump's suing George Stephanopoulos and Tony Bobulinski's suing. This is how it's done. This is the way. You go for it, Tony. Tony Bobulinski, who, by the way, has all the receipts on the corrupt Biden family, and nobody in the mainstream media has any interest in talking to him. That is all you need to know about the state of the media. Nobody wants to hear from. They just want him to shut up and go away. The most credible witness you're ever going to find, Navy veteran, nuclear engineer, smart as hell, tough as hell, and they just want him to go away. But he's not going away. He's coming after Jessica Tarloff at Fox News. Go for it, Tony. All right. That will do it for today. You got big plans this weekend, Ironhead?
Oh, yeah. Easter, you know, making baskets, all sorts of stuff. And
I'll be watching girls basketball.
Callahan Coffee to get me through it.
Yes. Don't forget Callahan Coffee, CallahanCoffee.com. Ironhead's favorite drug.
It really
Maybe
is.
Maybe that's what they're using. Maybe that's how they're pumping, waking Biden up when he has to appear in public. When Dark Brandon has to show up in public, maybe it's Callahan Coffee that's keeping him going. But it's another glorious weekend in New England. We have no spring in New England.
No.
Just every day, cold, gray, miserable. I don't. Why the hell do we live here?
Cold, gray, miserable, and then it's all of a sudden 85.
Yeah, there's no spring. We'll go from winter to summer. In, you know, it'll be like a week.
Yeah.
This doesn't exist. But anyway, we won't complain. At least we're done complaining. All right. Thanks, Ironhead. Thanks to everybody for listening. Happy Easter to everyone out there. Have a great weekend. And we will talk to you Monday morning.
But I'm going to go to bed.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can help by clicking the sponsor links in the show notes and take advantage of some great discounts available only to our listeners.